If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social. And right now I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch.
On this episode, we're going to talk about how you can stay focused and continue getting shit done, continue growing, continue building while there's a storm going on around you, while there's all this chaos, all these distractions. If you're like me right now, there's so many distractions that the distractions get more by the day, but it's more important than ever to stay on track. So how the hell do you do that? I'm going to share exactly what I do to stay on track and to stay focused and to continue accomplishing and doing even though there's craziness going on around me.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 236 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and today we're going to talk about how the hell you can stay focused when there's so much bullshit happening, there's so many distractions, there's so much, there's chaos, right? There, social media, society, politics, personal lives, like business, there's so many distractions right now. And it's very easy to let your foot off the gas with your business. A lot of you guys are. A lot of you guys have let your foot off the gas. And not intentionally, at least not consciously intentionally, but you've let the foot off the gas and let these distractions take you away from doing the shit that you know you should be doing. I've done this myself a little bit. I have a lot going on right now, personal life. We're moving, you know, packing up the house, you know, all this stuff, right? There's all these logistics that are happening because our move's a little bit crazier than most. So I'll tell that story another day. By the way, spoiler alert, all is good. Like, everything's fine. There's just some inconveniences here and there. All good. And in the end, we got what we wanted, so we're good. But it's summertime, I have kids, there's all this, you know, the market shifting, that we're probably in a recession, there's just so much going on that can take our eye off the ball. You guys are feeling it, maybe not the same distractions that I feel, but you have your own. And hopefully you're not finding yourself sliding backwards. What happens to most people, this is why success is rare. Success is not a common thing. People that reach these massive goals and have massive wealth and have really great, massive incomes, that's not normal. Okay? If you're in the top 1% of income earners in America, I believe that's $400,000 of income. If you're earning just $400,000, you're in the top 1%. So that's pretty freaking rare. And that just shows that you're not alone if you're facing all these distractions. So I'm going to share with you what I'm doing right now, because I have a lot of chaos going on around me in my personal life with everything happening. I'm going to share what I do to stay on track and to continue doing, to continue accomplishing and achieving and growing and moving forward despite all these very valid, real excuses that could hold me back. So, before I get started, guys, welcome to the show. If you are new, I am your host, Dustin Brome, an agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, and founder of the Massive Agent Society. I love helping agents to become more profitable. And really, I love showing you how you can grow through social media, through content, and everything about marketing. I love marketing. I love social media. I love content. All of the all that stuff. All the stuff that I'm currently doing to build my brand and my business. A lot of you guys are probably listening to the podcast because you saw one of my videos on Instagram or TikTok, never heard of me before, never seen my shit, and through my content marketing efforts, you found me, you found the show, here we are. This stuff works. You guys are probably doing this yourself, or you're trying to do this yourself to attract buyers and sellers in your market. Great. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. But we talk about more than that here on this show. We talk about how to become actually profitable. It's more than just selling more homes. It's so much more than just going from 50 sales to 100 or from 15 sales to 30. What if you could make more money and sell fewer homes? Would anyone not take that deal? Would anyone be like, no, fuck you. I want to make sure that I still sell. I don't care how much I make. I want to go from 20 sales to 30. I haven't met an agent who would choose the number of homes sold over the income it produces. So if this is all appealing to you, you're in the right place. Let's jump into the show, shall we? So last week I was in Orlando for the EXP shareholder event, and that was fun. And humid as hell, by the way. Orlando in June is humid, but very enjoyable. I got to play a round of golf one morning with my mentor, Clayton Gitz, and one of our partners at EXP, Jonathan Campbell, who runs the DLP Realty team. So Jonathan is, if you're listening, what a badass. Okay, he took a couple holes off to lead his team call from the golf cart. Okay, his team sold over 2,600 homes last year, and there's around 20 of them. These guys average over 100 sales per agent on their team. It's incredible. And so I was able to watch him performing his call, and I'm like, now I see it. Like, he's a leader. He holds his people accountable. They have systems. They have all this stuff, right? But after that, he took another phone call. He was explaining to his team, he was updating them on a meeting that he had at the shareholder event with the Follow Up Boss people. Follow Up Boss is a sponsor of the show. They're a partner of ours, and so I was certainly paying attention. So what happened was Follow Up Boss met with this team. These guys are highly productive. Like I said, they do 2,600 deals in a year. And the Follow Up Boss team looked at their database, looked at everything that they were using, and they said, you know what, based on everything we're seeing here, when you plug it into our Follow Up Boss system, that's probably gonna lead to about 35 to 40 more closings per month for your team. 35 to 40 more closings, not leads, 35 to 40 more closings per month just based on the effectiveness of the Follow Up Boss platform. I really took notice because this was by far, like, I've had a lot of great feedback from you guys about Follow Up Boss. You've used the 30-day free trial. You're like, oh my gosh, now I see why so many top teams are using it. But to actually hear a top team who wasn't using it yet and learned how if they just did, it would produce these results, massive financial results. What would 35 to 40 extra closings per month mean for you? Unbelievable. Some of you guys would want to do that in a year, right? So I really took notice. I asked some more questions. I'm not going to get further into it than that, but I was just super impressed that one of the top teams in the country who wasn't using Follow Up Boss learned how, if they were, it would make a massive impact on their bottom line. So what does that mean to you? If you're an average real estate agent, are you using the right systems? Do you have deals falling through the cracks because the functionality of your platform, your lead follow-up, your nurture, your drip campaigns, is that up to par? Is it all working? Maybe you're like, yeah, it's working great, but what if there's closings that could be happening that aren't? I challenge you to take Follow Up Boss up on their 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. No credit card required. They just want you to try it out. That's all they care about. When I first hooked up with Follow Up Boss and we talked about them partnering to give you guys such amazing access for free, they didn't care about how many people eventually signed up. They knew that that was all great. They're like, we just want free trials. If they use it, if they try it, they'll use it. And that's the feedback I've been getting from you guys. So if you haven't yet, you owe it to yourself to at least try it out. All you have to do is go to MassiveAgentPodcast.com/followupboss. No credit card required. Don't pay anything. Keep your credit card in your wallet until after the 30 days. Try it out. Dive in. I think you will see why the top teams in the world are using Follow Up Boss. Okay, let's jump into the bulk of the show today. All right, the girth. Let's jump into the girthy shit here. Don't be nasty. If you guys watch Manolo Teaches Golf on Instagram or TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. Don't be nasty. By the way, my wife just got a Manolo Don't Be Nasty. Jesus. Don't Be Nasty shirt for me for my birthday the other day. Freaking awesome. I will be wearing that on videos soon. And if you don't know who I'm talking about or care, then I'm sorry. Whatever. You should. It's funny, even if you don't play golf. All right. There's a lot going on. A lot of distraction. It'd be very easy for me to just say, to hell with this. I'm going to take the whole summer off. I'll post some videos now and then. And just, you know, I'll just focus on all the other shit. But I don't want to because I have big goals. I have big aspirations. I'm impatient, but I'm also, I'm just hungry. A lot of you guys can probably relate. I'm just hungry. I want to grow. I want big results. I want big things for my wife, for my family, for my kids, for my agents, for all of you guys that are on the team that were partners. I want big things for everybody. So I don't really have the luxury of just taking the whole summer off. I absolutely could, but that means I would be falling well behind those who I'm chasing. I don't want to do that. Now, who are you chasing? Maybe you're chasing yourself. Maybe you're chasing who you were yesterday or who you were last year. Maybe you're chasing the business production, the number of homes sold last year or the income you made last year. Great, whatever that is, you have to stay focused. Every one of us at some point has some chaos pulling at you that's pulling you away from what you know you need to be doing. So right now, what I'm doing when I'm in the middle of this chaos myself is I have to make sure that I begin and end the days on my terms. Here's the thing. If you allow life to just happen to you, you're just going to end up somewhere. If you don't have a destination set and you just kind of let the wind, if you're a boat, you don't really have a destination. Yes, really bad jump into an analogy there, but you know what I'm saying. You're a boat, okay? And if you don't have a destination set, you just let the wind carry you wherever, you're gonna end up in like freaking Argentina or Djibouti or something, which, by the way, Djibouti is a country in Africa, which I did a report on in grade school because I saw the name Djibouti, thought it was hilarious, heard how it was pronounced, thought it was even more hilarious, and I've remembered this little teeny country ever since. And if you're in the military and you've ever served in the Middle East, you're well aware of Djibouti, but most non-military people have no idea. Anyways, you might end up in Djibouti if you don't have a destination set. So you have to be intentional. With so much chaos pulling at you, you have to control the way you start and you finish your days, at a minimum. Okay, so what I do, as much as I'd like to sleep in because I'm exhausted from the day before, I just did so much shit, or I'm mentally exhausted, I want to sleep in, I have to make sure that I get up earlier. Maybe you don't get up quite as early. If you're used to getting up at 4:30 in the morning, and that means you only get 4 hours of sleep, sleep until 5:30, whatever. But get up earlier so you can at least accomplish the things that will get your mind right. I read a physical book in the morning. I have my coffee, I read my book, I usually do my social media post for the day in the morning, because for me, it seems to perform better if it's posted earlier versus later on in the morning. That's me, test it for yourself, but so I try to get my post done on Instagram and TikTok as early as possible. Then I do some meditation. I don't do the whole cold shower, cold plunge thing in our new house that we're moving into. We will get a cold plunge and I will start doing that shit, but as of right now, I don't. I just make sure that I'm reading and listening to something that gets my mind in the right place so that I feel confident, so that I feel empowered, so that I feel like I'm in control. It's very easy after a stressful day with so much shit happening in your life to feel out of control and to have it hurt your confidence. when you just don't feel good and you're tired, like you can't be confident. So you have to intentionally decide to start every day on purpose. And then I highly recommend, at the end of the day, as crazy as it's been, you have to focus on what went well, what are you grateful for, and then plan the next day so that you're not waking up at 2 a.m. thinking, oh shit, what about that thing I gotta do? No. The next day, you need to plan, get all your ducks in a row, do all the shit you need to do the night prior so you can go to sleep and not have to worry about any of it. So you get a nice deep sleep. I highly recommend you guys don't be on your phones super late. Like, you know, have a time, like, here's when you turn your phone off, because that fucks with your sleep. If you're on your phone up until the moment you try to go to sleep, you just don't have a deep enough, you don't have as great of a sleep as you could. You've probably heard that before. It's absolutely true. Another thing that you need to be doing, you intentionally start the day and end the day on purpose, okay? Be grateful. Even as if you had a shitty day, there's still things to be grateful for. There's still things that you should and could and shall be grateful for. Take note of those things and make sure you're writing your goals down. We've talked about this before. Whenever I get away from writing my goals down and then saying them out loud in the morning and in the evening, whenever I get away from that, that's when shit starts to slide backwards. I'm always the most productive. Stuff is always seems to, my life is going, my life is the best. Things are happening for me. I'm happiest. I'm most energetic. I'm just on it most when I'm writing my goals, reading them out loud, exercising. You've got to exercise. And I don't mean, it doesn't have to be every day, but you've got to move every day. Maybe just take the, at a minimum, go for a walk. But I only lift weights 4 or 5 days a week. Usually 4, sometimes 5. And then I walk my dog for, you know, a mile and a quarter every night. And that helps. So you've got to move. It's really easy to get into this. I'm so tired. I don't have energy to do this. I'm just going to sit around. I'm just going to have a nap. I'm just going to sleep in. I'm just going to whatever. When you feel like shit, if you allow yourself to feel like shit, guess what? It's going to get worse. At some point, you have to smack yourself across the face. Maybe literally. I don't know. But you have to take control of your shit. And you have to decide, enough. I've been just way too distracted today, this week, this month. I've let enough fall through the cracks. There's been so much that I haven't done. Enough. You have to do that at some point. And being healthy, having energy by moving will help a lot. Drink your water, for God's sakes. I drink, if you guys are watching the YouTube, I drink 3 of these a day, at least. So that's like, what, 3 quarts a day? I think that's 3/4 of a gallon. If you need to drink a gallon, great. I don't necessarily need to drink a full gallon, but if you have 3/4 of a gallon, that's great. Drink water. You do that for a week, you're going to feel amazing. Get enough sleep. Eat well, right? If you eat shit and have a bunch of Red Bulls, and drink Monsters, and have way too much caffeine, I'm not saying don't have caffeine, but don't have 6 cups. Don't have 4 cups of coffee and a disgusting Monster that's full of fluorescent shit that's going to kill you. Don't go do that, and then Mountain Dew, and then McDonald's, and, you know, fast food, and blah, blah. No wonder you don't have any energy. No wonder you feel like shit, because you've let yourself go. You lost control. This is about getting your control back. And so much of it is just deciding that you're going to control shit. So if you have a morning routine, an evening routine, or not, that's up to you. This is just what works for me. Do your own version of it, okay? Now with your business, something that is part of my daily routine that I must do is social media content. I must do social media content, Instagram, TikTok, Instagram stories, sometimes Facebook. I don't do Facebook all the time. But these are the things that I must do. And when I do, my business grows, my audience grows, I feel accomplished, I feel like I'm moving forward. When I don't do those things consistently, again, I feel like I don't really have control. And I'm not interested in feeling out of control. That's not helpful. If you are feeling out of control, it's time to decide to take control. Write stuff down. At a minimum, just in the morning, say, okay, here's what I'm going to do today. Here's the top five priorities. Here's the top three priorities. Write them down. And then do those things first. You guys, when shit's crazy and you're stressed because you're like, oh, I have so much going on, but I have to do that big thing, that big, oh my gosh, I'm dreading this phone call. I'm dreading this conversation. Oh, I have to go drive over there and do that thing. What if you just did those things that were stressing you out and like this weight on your shoulders? What if you just got them out of the way first? You'd have momentum. You'd feel, anytime you knock one of those big things off your list, don't you get that like that second wind? Like all of a sudden you get this energy, you get this momentum, you get this feeling that you're like, all right, cool. Then if you go knock another one of those things off, you feel even better. And now you're on a freaking roll. That's what happens when you take control. You guys have all done this before, but you just have gotten to a place where you just hope that it happens to you rather than making it happen for you. There's not a whole lot more I can say. I don't have like a 47-step process to growing when you're surrounded by chaos. I don't. It's pretty simple. Have your calendar, write shit down, start the day on purpose, end the day on purpose, eat well, exercise, and drink enough water. Don't overdo it with garbage food or too much caffeine. If you need to take a break, absolutely do it. This last weekend, it was my birthday, it was my wife, my anniversary with my wife, our ninth wedding anniversary. And so I got back from Orlando, spent a day working, and then I took the rest of the weekend off. We went up to the St. Regis in Park City, and I don't even think there was a couple days I didn't even post, or I didn't even do Instagram stories or anything like that. I took a break, and guess what? I'm back. I'm rejuvenated, and I'm ready to attack shit. And sometimes that's just what's required. Sometimes taking a break is the most productive thing you can do. But you have to know the difference. You have to know whether or not you really do need a break, or you're just like, oh, I just want to lay down. I just don't feel like doing this shit today because I feel like crap and I don't have any energy. If you're burned out and you really will recharge by taking a break, please do that. I do it intentionally and strategically every now and then, and I come back so rejuvenated, re-energized, and ready to frickin' rip faces off. Yeah, I'm ready to just attack. This is what's going on in my mind. To you, maybe this is too much. Maybe you don't talk this way to yourself. Maybe this, whatever. But inside, like, I'm aggressive as fuck inside my head. Because that's what helps me go. That's what fuels me. That's what gets me moving forward. And you need to find out whatever the hell that is for you. Whatever that is. Talk to yourself however you need to. Motivate yourself, energize yourself, incentivize yourself however you can, however you need to. Maybe it's even more aggressive than I am with myself. Like when I'm exercising, there's times where I literally am saying out loud to myself, not very loudly, but I say, fuck you, you little bitch. And my goal is to kill that little bitch that's inside all of us, or at least make it shut the hell up so I can get that set done. When I'm ready to call it, I'm like, oh, I know I have two more sets, but I'm beat. I say, fuck you, you little bitch. I say that to myself. And to me, it's empowering, it's energizing, it gets me going. It's not me like talking down on myself. It's not how I see it. So whatever works for you, if that sounds ridiculous to you, if you're like, oh, look at this gym bro with his backwards hat. I get it. At least I have sleeves on here in this podcast, for God's sakes. But whatever, guys, do you. Do you. But make sure that you decide that you are going to do you, and that you won't let any outside force or outside influence or outside event or outside thing get you off of who you are or what you're supposed to do and what you have decided you're going to build for yourself. It's not fair to you, not fair to your future you, not fair to your family, not fair to your spouse, and it's not fair for the people who need your fucking help. We are real estate agents. Some of you are loan officers. The stuff that we help people do changes their lives forever, sometimes changes their family's lives for generations. By helping somebody become a homeowner for the first time, how many of you guys sold a house to somebody 5, 6, 7 years ago, their first home, and then because of that, they were able to sell it. It doubled in price. They sold it. They had a shitload of money they put down on another place. They bought that 2 years ago before prices went absolutely bonkers. And now they are in a great home, great neighborhood, possibly a $1 million home. And that never would have happened had they not bought their first house. Like, you guys hopefully are not underestimating the importance of what you do. What we do for a living matters a lot. Like, it's, look, doctors matter a lot, okay? Lawyers matter a lot. What we do as real estate agents and loan officers matters a lot and has a very deep, long-lasting impact on families, for better or worse. Take that shit seriously. And you need to be the best you to show up for your people, for your clients. If you're just letting life attack you and you're just kind of half-assing shit, are you doing right by your clients? No, you need to get your ass to 100%. And then expand what 100% means, continue growing what 100% means and looks like, so that you are showing up for your clients. There are people that need you, they need your A game, so go get your fucking A game, and then go help those people. Have a great weekend, guys. Take care.